Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, two bits of music today. One, a little bit later in the future, we'll chat to Gary Van Dyke, who's got a brand new jazz show starting on Cape Talk this weekend. I know lots of you are very excited to have Gary and his great music back on the station. But before we get to that conversation, we want to point you ahead to the weekend at the end of January, where there are 3 days of fantastic music and outdoor partying coming up the Creek Music Festival. And it's a great pleasure to welcome in studio Sinead Haldeman from the Creek. She's the artist liaison as well as one of the artists, Rion Smit of Crimson House. Great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, looking forward to hearing a little Crimson House in just a moment. But Sinead, first, why don't you just give us the lowdown on what's happening at Up the Creek this year?
Okay, cool. So basically, Up the Creek happens at the Breda River in close to Swellendam Dam, and it's a music festival from Thursday, the 25th of January, until Sunday, the 28th.
Okay. Cool. For those who've never been before, tell us what you can expect from the event.
Cool. So we have 4 stages, the main stage, river stage, a little food court stage, and now the late night stage as well, which is more DJs. And we have about 60 artists this year, which is 15 more than last year. So it's there's a lot of music.
Okay. Yeah. And is it music of any particular genre, or is it quite a broad spectrum?
We like to say that it's every genre, because it's very broad. So very rock, pop, indie, folk. There's really a lot. Yeah.
So there's something to suit any taste. And I mean, half the appeal is the weekend itself, coming along camping or glamping, depending on where your particular taste for comfort lies. But of course, the music, the main event. You've got some comedy as well, I think.
We have Skulk Poseidon this year. So Savannah is one of our main sponsors, and they're very comedy centered, can I say? Mm-hmm. And they asked us to bring a few more comedians on board. So we've got Skulk, and he's bringing someone, Karen, as well. So there will be 3-4 comedy acts during the weekend, yeah.
Okay, and then, I mean, the list of acts is so long, we can't run through all of them. But, I mean, the Kiffness, Mango Groove, that Polisica, people whose name we can't say on air, Albert Frost, Lucy Kruger, the West Coast Wolves. It's a long, long list. Some of them really well known. I'm assuming some of them will be up and coming acts.
Some of them, this is their first festival, which we really are. We like putting bands out there and giving them a platform to play. It's very hard to get into a festival, so we kind of,
okay. Oh, Ben Day and the Concrete Lions there as well. That's a one to mention for sure. Okay, now in terms of the festival itself, obviously you've got masses of people in a small environment. Cash becomes an issue. Paying for stuff becomes an issue. I believe you've gone cashless this year.
Yeah, so we're on the Howlist system this year. So you get your armband, and then you just load your money onto that throughout the weekend, so you don't have to worry about the cash at all. It's just all with you 24/7.
Okay, so just don't get passed out drunk so that someone can steal your wristbands for the record.
Yeah,
okay.
it can't come off, so someone will have to drag you to the bar.
Right, we hope that's not going to happen. Let's talk about pricing options. Do you have to commit to the entire weekend, or you can come along
so
for one or 2 days?
We have one ticket option for weekend, and it's R1,030.
And what does that include?
It basically includes camping, ablutions, the entire lineup. It's everything. So the glamping is everything, and then the glamping is additional.
And then your food and drink, I assume, do you bring with you, or do you buy on site?
You can bring with you, and there's a lot of food vendors, really nice food vendors. So it's if you don't want to prepare, you can just pitch up, and there's more than enough for you.
And make your way through the weekend with their help. Fantastic. Sinead Haldeman, thanks so much for chatting to us, the artist liaison. Let's talk to one of the artists himself, Rion from Crimson House. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you very much.
So tell us a bit about your band. I know you guys are from Namibia originally, but you've been going a good 7 or 8 years now, haven't you?
Yeah, we moved down here about 7-8 years ago, and half the Namibians and the rest of us are South African from all sorts. We're becoming like a 9-piece band at this point, gypsy, blues, and a mix of things.
That's quite a big outfit to move around the country. But having said that, you guys have done quite a lot of touring in the last couple of months, haven't you?
Yeah, big time. We've been very blessed to be moving around and meeting a lot of great people.
For those who haven't heard you, how would you, I hate to ask musicians to define their sound, but how do you describe the noise that you make?
Well, I'd say the current noise we're making, we like it to gypsy jungle music, is what we like to call it.
Well, you're going to give us a sample in a moment of exactly what you mean by that. But I know one of your band members was involved in a pretty hectic assault long ago. Was it you yourself? Fantastic to see you here in one piece and on your feet again, because I know it was a real, real blow. You've obviously bounced back from those injuries quite well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been lucky. A lot of love came my way, and I felt like I healed pretty quick from the kind of amount of outcry and kindness I felt towards.
That's good news indeed. Rion, okay, well, great to have you with us. Is it your first time at Up the Creek?
No. This will be my 5th or 6th year, I think. I love the festival. It is honestly just right there, my top favorite festivals in the world. It's beautiful. The people are really amazing. The community that's been built over there over years, you can see all these people have got like culture and community built into it. It's not just come watch some bands. It's a real spiritual connection between a lot of cool people.
We've got one of those cool people on the line. So before we hear from Rion on his guitar, let's say hello to Unli and Melkbos. I believe this is a festival that's got very special significance for you, Unli.
Hi there, everyone. Hi. Very excited. It's my first time on the radio. Woo!
Welcome. Okay.
Nice. You know, I can connect with that. It's a spiritual thing. It's like-minded people, and in such a way that I actually met my husband there.
Oh. Okay. Tell us more. Who was playing on stage when you met him, Unli?
I don't even know, because I was so blown away by meeting him, and it was just a whirlwind weekend of romance and meeting amazing people. And that's the thing, it's, you know, when it's your thing, when music is your thing, you know, people, like-minded people get together. And that's, I think, the awesome thing about festivals like that bring like-minded people together.
So are you heading off to Up the Creek this year, Unli?
We've got a little baby, so I think this year we're going to unfortunately not be able to go, but maybe next year we'll make arrangements to actually have someone look after the baby.
Okay, I hope you get back there and restore some of those great memories. Unli and Melkbos, great call. Having said that, Sinead, can kids come to this festival, or is there an age limit?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
Over 18.
Over 18s only, fair enough. Okay, so Unli, she'll have to grow up on the the stories you tell her until she's big enough to come along with you. Good luck to you. Right, over to you, Rion. What are you going to play for us?
I was going to play you one of the selections of it's actually a gypsy song that we'll be doing at Up the Creek. And just imagine there'll be 9 more people backing me up on this.
Over to you, Rion Smith of Crimson House.
And the tuning happens first. But yes, we'll be playing Thursday night, and hopefully all the Creekers will see us there. Because we're going to be doing some little bit of boat battles, a little bit of mix of things. Boat battles with saxophones.
Boat battles with saxophones sounds amazing. Okay.
Una mattina I partigiano, oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 una mattina il partigiano, morto bella libertà. Una mattina il partigiano, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 una mattina il partigiano, morto per la libertà. Una mattina e partigiano, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina e partigiano, morto per la libertà.
There. Sounds amazing. Can't wait to hear more from Crimson House. But in the meantime, all the Up the Creekers are in for a treat next weekend. Rion Smith, thanks for being with us. And once again, Sinead Haldeman, thanks for popping in.
Thanks for having us.